This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on. If what's past is prologue, we are in for a change of mood at the White House. French President Emmanuel Macron is on his way out of town after what you can only call a very warm reception from President Trump. German Chancellor Angela Merkel shows up on Friday. Thing is, the two European leaders are pushing basically the same agenda, economic and otherwise, but they are going to be greeted much, much differently, as Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
So what's at stake for this meeting between the world's most powerful man and Europe's most powerful woman?
If Merkel can leave without a crisis in the relationship, she'll probably chalk it up as a success.
Jeffrey Anderson directs the BMW Center for German and European Studies at Georgetown. He says both sides have a lot to work out on Iran, Russia, China, and trade. Everyone doesn't have to be happy at the outcome, just not really angry.
That will leave at least space for the working level people at both state and Pentagon, but also in Europe, to try to make these issues work in the next couple weeks.
Both the Iran deal and a tariff waiver for the EU are set to expire soon. When it comes to trade, Merkel is bringing an entourage of CEOs from German companies, including Siemens and BMW. Trump has threatened tariffs on German cars. Dan Hamilton is with the Center for Transatlantic Relations at Johns Hopkins. He says Merkel will be laying out details of Germany's multiple investments in the U.S., which account for tens of thousands of jobs.
BMW has built a factory in Spartanburg, South Carolina, that's bigger than its factory in Munich.
And trade actions could threaten those jobs. Emma Ashford at the Cato Institute says Trump is fixated on the trade deficit the U.S. has with Germany.
Merkel may be trying to send this message that, you know, the U.S. benefits as much from this as we do. I doubt Donald Trump will see it that way.
Some American CEOs and lawmakers, including Republicans, are pressuring him to view things differently. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.